How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
A mate of mine plays a lot of computer games. He also says he's got a girlfriend, but I've never met her. Anyway, yeah, he plays the games where you play as a soldier running around a map shooting at other soldiers who are all controlled by other people somewhere on the internet, you know. Well, I say controlled by people. When he invited me to play with him, it seemed to just be 12-year-olds who'd done nothing but play games since they fell out of someone's womb. I think they live on a diet of Ritalin and Red Bull. I never managed to get more than a few steps before being shot by someone I couldn't see and having to start again. And then, once I'd died, these hyperactive little fucksticks would message me to tell me about all the things my mum had done to them. Which was interesting, because all she talks to me about when I call her is people at work who annoy her and gin tasting experiences she's read about online and wants to try next time she comes to visit. Anyway, so my mate plays these games.
He has his adorable little call centre headset on and he's talking in foreign to all the other players on his team. Sometimes he's shouting swear words at them in foreign as well, and that's always fun. Or at least it was, until the other day when he said, "Dude, watch out, that guy is a little..." And then he said a word. It was not a nice word. In fact, of all the words I know, it's my least favourite. It begins with an F, and it rhymes with maggot. I might have got a little bit angry at that point, actually. But once the red mist in front of my eyes had cleared and I helped him remove the controller I'd so forcibly inserted into him just now, he asked me why I'd got so upset. When I asked him what he meant, he said, "He means someone who..." Shut up, I can't do accents. Let's say he's Welsh. "He means someone who camps in a certain spot and shoots everyone as they come to life is a faggot. Faggots ruin game for everyone." As I explained that it was, you know, a really bad word meaning gay people, he said, "I don't think he's gay, dude. He is just being a little faggot." And I realised he'd never heard it as a derogatory term for gay men before. He'd only ever learnt it in the context of his game as some little fucker who shot you as soon as you arrived. He wasn't using it to be offensive, at least not in any way related to sexuality. He honestly didn't know that it meant that. I was offended, though, as a gay man, just by hearing the word. So I did my best Carrie Bradshaw, and I got to thinking. I realised that the offence isn't always in the mouth of the speaker, but it's in the ears of the listener. It's not so much what you're saying, but what I'm hearing that I react to. And, you know, often they are the same thing. I've been called a puff and a gay boy and stuff like that before. It was mostly when I was at school, and you just learn to roll your eyes and not worry about it. Same as being called fat or stupid or a wanker or whatever. It's just another word that gets thrown around on the same level as all the other insults. I'm not saying this makes it okay, and, you know, the world would be a much nicer place if kids didn't use words like that. But, you know, it would also be nice if money grew on trees and these overstimulated preteens would stop talking about my mother. I remember hearing a great story from a friend of mine who, just after he'd come out, he went for dinner with his family. He was a little bit anxious because it was the first time he'd seen them since coming out, but happily everyone was really supportive and super nice in that slightly overcompensating kind of a way. So after dinner, he was stood a little bit anxiously and his nan said, "Rob, love, come sit with me." It's like, "There's nowhere to sit, nan. I can't sit with you." "Of course there is, love," she said, pulling out a padded footrest thing. "Come sit on the floor chair." I do love that story. It's adorable. So it's clear that intention has a lot to do with the use of a possibly offensive word, but it's not the only thing. For example, I know gay guys who use the word faggot intentionally when addressing other gay guys because they're reclaiming it from the offensive connotations. And that doesn't bother me, and it took me a while to work out why that was. I think it's a lot like if a black person calls his also black friends the N-word. My understanding, which is a white guy, might be entirely wrong in that particular case, so let's go back to faggot. My understanding is that there's a shared suffering, a shared knowledge of the meaning and the impact of the word. A gay guy calling other gays faggots as a term of endearment is very different to a straight guy walking up to a group of gay guys and saying, "Hey, faggots." Imagine a white guy hearing a black guy use the N-word and then thinking, "I could do that too." And then he uses the N-word to the same group of black guys. Whether he intended to offend them or not, it's probably not going to go well. I've heard people, stupid, white, straight people, try the argument, "Well, I wasn't trying to be offensive. If they can use that word, so can I." Or another one I heard when transgender people started to protest about being called a word that rhymes with granny would say, "Don't be silly. I've always used that word and it's never been a problem. And now I'm told it's offensive. Don't be such a snowflake. I don't see why I should stop using it." And for all of this kind of thinking, there's only one real response. I'm going to say it three times for emphasis. It's not about you. It's not about you. And last time, for the people at the back, it's not about you. It's pretty complicated, but it boils down, just like everything else, to rule one. Don't be a dick. If a word you use offends a group of people that you are not a part of, stop using that word. I remember once there was a segment on one of those awful daytime talk shows entitled, "Which is more offensive, faggot or the N-word?" And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, well, if you can't even say one of the words you're asking the question, it's probably that one. But the question, debated incidentally by a panel of straight white people, of course, misses the point. It's not about which word is more offensive. This isn't a competition. That's a bit like asking the question, which hurts more, nailing my hand to a tiger or fucking a wasp's nest? The answer is always, why would you do either, you complete weirdo? Shut up and sit down. And then there's a whole subtext here about artificially creating tensions and friction between minorities in order to distract them and prevent them from joining forces against the oppressors. But I'm not really clever enough to talk about that and make dick jokes at the same time. See, you came here expecting dick jokes, and instead I lay all this shit on you. I'd apologise, but you'll get what you're given. So now my mate doesn't call them faggots. Instead, he usually shouts, "Little motherfucker!" So it sounds like they say the same things about his mum as they did about mine.
This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.